The Two Roads. It was Christmas Eve. An aged man was standing on the balcony, with uneasy, alarmed, and pessimistic expression. He sighed for his miserable fate, and raised his sad eyes, gazed at the innumerable twinkling stars in the deep blue sky. A falling star depicted a curve in the sky, and disappeared, which seemed like the symbol of his life. Then he cast them below his floor, where a few more desperate people than him were moving towards their inevitable destination, the grave. He had already expended 60 years on the way leading to it, and he had acquired nothing but agony and regret. Now his health was poor, his mind was vacant, his heart was sorrowful, and his life was short of comforts. The days of his youth appeared like dreams floating in his brain, and he recalled the strategic moment when he stood at the access to the two roads. At the end of the first road, it was a peaceful and sunny place. It was covered with delicate flowers, bunches of attractive grapes, fascinating bamboo forest and cherry orchard. There lived cute deer, tame lambs, and flying butterflies, and echoed with the merry, sweet laughter. There were also winding tracks and honey peach trees dotted the graceful landscape. At the end of the second road, it was a damp and dull cave, which was an absolute hell of great bulk. It was covered with moist ponds and marshes, nasty ditches and jungles, chilling and thrilling jails. All around was emitting the stale acid flavor. There lived evil devils, giant monsters, poisonous snakes, and echoed with the horrible barking of wolves. It was full of spiders, bats, frogs, damn rats, offensive bugs, and other crawling insects. He looked up to the sky and shouted aloud, "O youth, return! Return!" And his youth did return, for all this was only a nightmare which he had on Christmas Eve. He was still young, though his faults were real. He had not yet entered the damp and dull cave, and he was still free to walk on the road which led to the peaceful and sunny land. Those youngsters who are still lingering at the entrance of life and hesitating to choose the bright road, remember that when years have passed and your feet are limping in the dark cave, you will cry bitterly, but in vain, "O youth, return! O give me back my early days!"